Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing now on his parables. Let's look again at the parable of the sower in Matthew 13. I'll read a portion of it for us out of Matthew's gospel. A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil, and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. So what does this mean? Well, Jesus tells us outright shortly after. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. Jesus makes the analogy really clear. The seed is, quote, the word of the kingdom. If you'll remember, this is a major theme in his ministry. The good news of the gospel is the good news of the kingdom, and vice versa. We can think of the Bible, God's word, as falling in the same category of seed here. The emphasis of the parable is where the seed lands. Let's look at the first place. Some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Now here's Jesus' explanation. The evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. Okay, so now we see that where the seed lands represents the heart. We also know that the good soil, at the end of the parable, is where the seed bears fruit. That tells us that the problem with the first three examples is that the seed does not bear fruit. So why doesn't the seed from this first example bear any fruit? There's two related reasons. Number one, the heart is as solid as a well-trodden path. And number two, the evil one, sometimes called the enemy but known best by us as Satan or the devil, removes the seed. In this parable, Satan is represented by the birds that come and eat the seed. It's not that the birds are hungry for it, as we might expect if we were the ones explaining the parable. No, it's that the birds don't want to risk that seed somehow penetrating the path and bearing fruit. This first example describes those who reject the word of God and the message of the gospel. Someone might respond, well, that's not fair. Satan stole the seed away. Why doesn't God prevent him from doing so? Why not put up a scarecrow, so to speak? This is directly related to Jesus' own explanation of why he uses parables from a couple of days ago. Before the birds eat the seed, the path has already rejected it. The only reason the birds are able to eat it up is because it was already rejected. Here's today's warning. Do not reject God's word. Instead, allow it to till the soil of your heart so that it might come in and bear fruit, bringing you into God's kingdom. If not, Satan will continue to have his way with you, doing his best to ensure that you never get near that seed again.